I'm joined on the line, I'm delighted to say, by Orla Gibbons. And Orla is going to tell us all about what I think is an absolutely fantastic initiative. It's a volunteer effort for free technical support for older people. Good morning, Orla, and welcome to the programme, firstly.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show.
Orla, explain to me where the idea for this came from.
Yeah, so it was set up by a guy called John Harrington, and he was helping his mother with a technical issue. So his mother was in Wales at the time, and she needed help and had some questions. So he helped her out with whatever the issue was. And this was close to when COVID-19 started. So he began to think to himself, right, what's going to happen to older people when this arrives? You know, lots of them will need technical help. And yeah, the idea started from there. And currently we have 70 volunteers, and in a fully operational phone line as well.
And tell me, Orla, those 70 volunteers, have they got a range of skills, I presume, which are specific to the technical area that you're talking about?
Yeah, so we have people with different skills in different areas, technical areas. So, for example, we have people who are experts in Apples, experts in Android. So we have a good wide range of skills available on the team. And so also, it's not just technical skills that we have. So we have people on the team as well who deal with the social media side and the PR side. So we are still looking for volunteers as well. So we're looking for both technical and non-technical people.
And I suppose before we go any further, or I should ask this question, I should have asked it at the beginning, actually. Is this initiative specific to a certain area, or is it nationwide?
It's nationwide. So we help people all over the country with any technical questions. Also, all our volunteers, we have volunteers from all over the country as well. And we're available from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day. And to answer any questions that our older community might have.
And what kind of a buy-in did you have then from the older community? Did you find that they were slow to get on board, or were they clamouring at the door for help?
Yeah, so some older people are very tech-savvy, and, you know, even more so than younger people. So I think there's a misconception out there that people think, oh, older people don't know anything about technology, but that's not true. But there is a number of people who do need some support. And due to COVID-19, we have to do things differently. So, for example, we had one caller who attends a choir once a week. So they wanted to continue their choir practice. And, you know, because of the restrictions, they couldn't meet face-to-face. So they contacted us to get help with doing their choir on Zoom. So it's great because now they have, you know, this weekly choir that they do every, you know, once a week. And, it's brilliant that they can still continue with their hobby, and it's part of the regular routine. I think it's important to maintain the routine, especially at this time.
Now, the other thing that strikes me is that, you know, and it's a particularly interesting one now that you picked there, Orla, because you would imagine that a choir now, and I please don't get onto the communications regulator when I say this, but you would imagine that a choir, everybody would be in and around the same age. So therefore, for a choir to continue its practicing online, it would entail everybody in the choir having to have the same technology going at the same time. To even set that up for one organisation like that, that's a massive undertaking.
It is, yeah. So I believe it was one of the people who contacted us. I'm not sure how big their choir is, but they did manage. They are managing to actually have their choir practice. So it's, I don't think it was a huge organisation. It's about maybe 60 people or so, which is still a lot. But yeah, it is great that they're able to, you know, still continue on with this, because it's, you know, it is a lot of people.
Tell me this, Orla. Were you surprised at the... Because there is a sort of a... And I think it's a myth, actually, at this stage, out there, that people of a certain age, older people, and the older they get, the less tech-savvy they are. Were you actually surprised at maybe some of these people, when you were explaining stuff to them, how quickly they picked it up and how tech-savvy they actually were?
Yeah, I mean, if you really want to do something, you'll do it. You know, I guess for my generation, you know, we grew up with technology and it's very easy for us. So I found that for some older people, they're very quick with it. They're able to pick it up very quickly. And others may need more support, which is fine. I mean, it's understandable that it's not something that everybody knows how to use. So that's where we come in. So not only are we fixing issues, we're also, you know, helping to guide people through technology.
And I suppose the other thing, Orlana, just came to mind while you were talking there, that maybe a lot of the older people, we forget of that. They would have children and, at this stage, grandchildren who are living abroad. So they would have been using Skype and that up to now anyway. So, I mean, a lot of them would be on the technical railway track already.
Exactly. So we help them as well. So it's not just people who are, you know, people who are not tech savvy. We also help people who are tech savvy as well. So, for example, if somebody like that calls us saying, you know, my internet's not working or I'm having problems connecting, we can go through a few steps with them to help them solve the issue. So we help people with all different levels.
Now, I have to be honest with you, Orla. I think that the service you're providing is absolutely brilliant. I think maybe with or without COVID-19, it was something that was needed, but this, I think, maybe focused the minds. But to be providing it free is absolutely incredible. I find that fabulous and very heartwarming, may I say. So well done on that. But we will have people listening this morning who may have access to technology, but you and I both know they're probably, and I count myself among one of these, that, and I don't count myself as an old person, by the way, but I would count myself as a person who uses technology but just isn't savvy enough and doesn't have the skills maybe to use it to its full potential.
Yeah. So one other area, actually, that people call us about is getting help with connecting to online math. So, you know, a lot of people now can't go to math anymore. So that's another one of our big call volumes as well.
And do you find that when you sit down and explain to people, yeah, look, that's brilliant, you could do that, but look how easy it is now to go the next step and you'll be able to do this and then you'll be able to do this and so on and so forth. Do you find that people are very quick on the uptake?
Yeah, I think so. So we even have repeat callers as well. So people are welcome to call us back if they need more help, you know. And also the other point, which is very important that I'd like to make, is that there's no time limit on the call. So, you know, we'll spend as long as you want to help you with the issue.
And that is brilliant. And it brings me very nicely, Orla, to my final question and the most important one of the whole chat this morning. How do people get in touch with you?
Yeah, so our easiest way will be by phone. So the number is 01963328. We also have an email address, which is ineedhelp@covid19tech.ie. And then as well as that, if you're on it, we have Facebook and Twitter as well.
And Orla, you know, and it's a phrase I have used on air numerous times. This too will pass. I think I got it from the Bible as opposed to Star Wars or wherever the Overeiker got his last line of his speech out of. But, you know, this too will pass and we will come out of this eventually, and it will return to what we laughingly describe as normal. With that in mind, is there a plan to keep this service going, or are you going to taper it off as the COVID-19 pandemic eases off?
So I think we'd like to continue the service after COVID-19, because there is a need to help older people with technology. The COVID-19, issue kind of highlighted that, but, as long as we keep getting calls from people, we will continue the service.
And can I commend you as well on that? Orla, once more, with feeling, give us the contact details for people.
Yeah, so it is, phone number is 01963328, or email ineedhelp@covid19tech.ie.
And I presume for people who may be listening in other parts of the country, or who may hear this on a repeat or on a listen back, if they ring that number, you will be able to put them in touch with somebody in their immediate area.
So no, this number is nationwide. So it's for anyone in the country can call that number, and they will get through to a volunteer who will help them with their issue.
Excellent stuff. Orla Gibbons, COVID-19 Tech Help, I think is what we'll best describe it as, free technical support for the elderly people or older people even. Orla, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and I wish you well, and thank you and those involved and the volunteers for the initiative and the work they're doing here, because I think it's vitally important that above anything else and above all other things that the elderly people are contactable and stay in contact. Orla, thanks a million.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.